Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The first enemy who appears on the scene to challenge the new king should be no surprise to anyone. Nahash means serpent. He is an Ammonite, the inveterate enemy of Israel. Here we see the danger of world bordering. The tribes that preferred living east of the Jordan for its lush grasslands, by that choice, shared borders with Israel's longtime foes. Living close to the world may be beneficial for business, but dangerous to our walk of faith. So, quote, Nahash the Ammonite came up and encamped against Jabesh-Gilead, 1 Samuel 11, verse 1. The inhabitants seemed very compliant. Quote, all the men of Jabesh said to Nahash, make a covenant with us and we will serve you, verse 1. But when the devil wants to make a deal, you can be sure it's never to your advantage. He's a wicked wheeler-dealer with a 6,000-year advantage. The serpent replied, quote, on this condition I will make a covenant with you, that I may put out all your right eyes, verse 2. With just one eye, they would have no depth perception and thus be disqualified to fight. Want peace with the devil? Just give up fighting him. Jabesh asked for a week to consider. When the news reached Gibeon, quote, the Spirit of God came upon Saul, and his anger was greatly aroused, verse 6. Following the shocking example of the Levite whose concubine was murdered, Judges 19, verse 29, Saul, quote, took a yoke of oxen and cut them in pieces and sent them throughout all the territory of Israel, saying, whoever does not go out with Saul and Samuel to battle, so it shall be done to his oxen. 1 Samuel 11, 7. The fear of God fell on the nation. They joined Ammon in battle, and they delivered Jabesh-Gilead. And best of all, Saul declared, quote, today the Lord has accomplished salvation in Israel. Verse 13. That sounds encouraging.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.